صباح الخير.
Good morning.
أشكر رب لأجل وجودي في وسطكم. بركة أنه يجتمع الإخوة معا.
I praise God for being in your midst. It is a blessing for the brethren to be gathered together.
من أروع الأشياء نعملها يوم أحد الصبح كمؤمنين أنه نعبد الرب.
One of the most wonderful things that we do on Sunday mornings is to worship our Lord.
ونقرأ الكلمة الحية, كلمة الحياة.
And to read the living word.
The word of life.
The word of life.
So, I will try not to speak English.
So he doesn't show my flaws.
راح نقرأ من رسالة تسالونيك الأولى الأصحاح الأول.
We're going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
10 آيات رائعين يورجون الإيمان العملي وكنيسة الإيمان الأولى.
10 wonderful verses that show us the working faith and the early church. I'm going to read, we're going to save time, I'm going to just read in English. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us, of the Lord, and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. Amen. We will be a little bit Pentecostal this morning. Let's close our eyes and put our hands on our heads.
ونقوله يا رب افتح عيون ذهننا.
And say, Lord, open the eyes of our minds.
نريد يا رب إنه نفهم كلامك بالروح القدس.
We want to understand your word by the Holy Spirit.
افتح يا رب عيون قلبنا لنرى مجدك.
Open the eyes of our hearts so that we may see your glory.
مجدك باسم الرب يسوع المسيح.
And give you glory in the name of Christ Jesus.
آمين. قرأنا الإصحاح الأول من رسالة تسالونيكي.
We read this first chapter in 1 Thessalonians.
يعطينا صورة حية عن الكنيسة الأولى في مدينة تسالونيكي.
It gives us a living picture of the church of the Thessalonians.
كتب بولس هذه الرسالة حوالي سنة 50 ميلادي.
Paul the apostle wrote this epistle around 50 AD.
كتب هذه الرسالة لكنيسة عمرها حوالي 8 شهور.
He wrote it to a church that was about only a few months old.
وقعد معاهم بس ثلاث سبوت.
And he only stayed with them for about 3 Sabbaths.
طرد سريعا.
Just real quick. This first time you just swap your mics because he can't. He needs that mic. This was a translation. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry.
So, هاي الكنيسة عمرها 8 شهور تقريبا.
So this church is about 8 months old.
بولس قعد معهم بس 3 سبوت.
And Paul was with them for about 3 Saturdays.
بعدين طردوه من قبل عصابة من اليهود المتعصبين.
Then he was run out of the city by a mob of Jews.
الذين هتفوا ضده قالوا هؤلاء فتنوا المسكونة حضروا إلى هنا أيضا بأعمال 17.
Who rebelled against Paul, saying that these people who turned the world upside down have come here to our city also.
قالوا إنه يأسون قائد الكنيسة يقول إنه يكسر قانون القيصر ويقول في ملك ثاني اسمه يسوع المسيح.
And they were claiming that Jason, the leader of the church at that time, was breaking the law of Caesar, claiming that there is another king.
قبضوا على يأسون بعدين أطلقوا سراحه هو والمؤمنين.
They put their hands on Jason and some of the believers, and eventually they let them go.
في الإصحاح الثالث عدد 2 وعدهم بولس أنه يرسل تيموثاوس حتى يثبتكم ويعظكم.
In chapter 2, Paul promised the Thessalonians that he would be sending Timothy to them that he may help them to preach to them and help them stay steadfast in the faith.
فبنشوف كنيسة عمرها 8 شهور بولس قعد معهم 3 أسابيع فقط لكن مضطهدة وقوية.
So we see here a young church that is only a few months old. Paul only spent 3 weeks with them, and it is being persecuted, yet it is a strong church. What is the reason?
لأنه كان عندهم إيمان عملي.
The reason is that they had a working faith.
ممكن نسميها كنيسة الإيمان أو الكنيسة العاملة أو مؤمنين عندهم إيمان عملي.
We can call it a laboring church or a church that has faith or a working faith.
في العدد الأول يقول بولس الرسول إنهم في الآب والرب يسوع المسيح.
In verse 1 he says Paul says about them that they are in God the Father and the Lord Jesus. Paul, Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace.
برغم إنهم كانوا عبدة أوثان.
Even though they were idol worshippers,
إلا أنهم الآن في الرب يسوع المسيح.
But now they are in Christ Jesus.
هذا يلي بيقوله بولس عن هؤلاء المؤمنين.
This is what Paul is saying about these believers.
التائبين من الأوثان.
Who turned from idol worship.
وهي هي الكنيسة الحقيقية تتكون من الذين هم في الرب يسوع المسيح.
And this is the true church. The true church is made up of those who are in Christ Jesus.
لكن الذين ليسوا من الرب في الرب يسوع المسيح فهم ليس من الكنيسة بل هم just زوار.
But those who are not in Christ Jesus, they are not part of the living church. They are only visitors.
مثل فلك نوح.
Just like the Ark of Noah.
نوح قضى سنين كثيرة يبني بالفلك.
Noah spent many years building that ark.
كان هذا الفلك ضخم وإجوا كتير ليزوروا هذا الفلك.
Many the ark was very big and many were visiting him while he was building the ark.
دخلوا بالفلك وتمشوا شافوا كل شيء حوالين الفلك.
They were able to go in. They were able to observe the ark.
لكن لما اجى الطوفان لم يكونوا في الفلك.
But when the flood came, they were not in the ark.
لكن الذين في الفلك هم الذين نجوا.
But those who were in the ark were the only ones who were saved.
لذلك يقول الرب يسوع في إنجيل متى 24 وعدد 37.
That's why our Lord in Matthew 24:37 said, For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
لما يجي قضاء الله على العالم راح نكون بلا رجاء إن لم نكون في الرب يسوع المسيح.
When God's judgment comes on the world, we will be without hope unless we are in Christ Jesus.
المؤمنين في تسالونيكي كانوا في الرب يسوع المسيح.
So the believers in Thessalonica were in Christ Jesus.
لكن اليوم نحتاج نفحص نفسنا نحن الموجودين الآن هل نحن في الرب يسوع المسيح؟
And today we need to examine ourselves. Are we truly in Christ Jesus?
هل أنا عضو في عائلة الله؟
Am I a member in God's family?
هل أنا في الرب يسوع المسيح والله الآب مثل أهل تسالونيكي؟
Am I in Christ Jesus and God is my Father as the Thessalonians were?
نحتاج نفحص أنفسنا بمجهر الروح القدس.
We need to examine ourselves under the microscope of the Holy Spirit.
هل نحن بالحقيقة جزء من جماعة المؤمنين أم لا؟
Are we truly part of the believers or not?
أنا عضو أم زائر؟
Am I a member or am I a visitor?
سؤال كثير مهم نسأل أنفسنا إياه.
An important question to ask ourselves.
في العدد الثاني يقول إنه لديهم إيمان ومحبة ورجاء في الرب يسوع المسيح.
In the second verse, he says that they have, we give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God the Father the work of your faith, the labor of your love, and the steadfastness hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So in these verses, he says that they have faith, love, and hope.
هذا الإيمان والرجاء والمحبة ما كان من حساب البنك أو المنصب أو المكانة في المجتمع.
This faith, love, and hope was not because they had big bank accounts or because of their status in society.
بل لأنهم ثروا بيسوع المسيح.
But because they were in Christ Jesus.
يقول بولس الرسول أن المؤمنين في تسالونيكي عملوا بسبب محبتهم.
The Apostle Paul says that these believers in Thessalonica worked because of their love.
عملهم كان نتيجة إيمانهم في المسيح.
Their labor of love was a result of their faith in Christ Jesus.
لهم صبر واحتمال أيضا.
And they had endurance and hope.
وملهم رجاءهم هو الرب يسوع المسيح فقط.
And who is their hope? Their hope is only our Lord Jesus Christ.
لذلك يقول في 1 كورنثوس أصحاح 13 وعدد 13.
And the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
هنا يتكلم عن المحبة المسيحية، المحبة النابعة من قلب الله.
Here he is speaking about Christian love, a love that is sourced from the heart of God.
لذلك الله ما بيغير اللي حوالينا بل يغير قلبنا.
That's why God does not change our circumstances, but God changes our hearts.
ما بتخيل المؤمنين في المسيح ما بيكون عندنا محبة أو ملهم رجاءنا هو رب يسوع المسيح.
I find it difficult to find that believers can be true Christians and not having love or hope in Christ Jesus.
معظم المؤمنين ونحن منهم أحيانا.
Most believers and sometimes ourselves.
أصبح ملهم رجاءنا العلم والفلسفة والعلوم الأكاديمية والتكنولوجيا.
Our hope has become science and technology and knowledge.
ويسوع المسيح قد ضاع بين هذه الأمور.
And Christ sometimes is lost among all these things.
لكن مؤمنين تسالونيكي كان عندهم إيمان ومحبة ورجاء لأنهم عرفوا المسيح معرفة شخصية.
But these believers in Thessalonica, they had the hope and the love and the hope, the love and the faith because they had faith in Christ Jesus.
من هو ملهم رجائي ورجائك؟
Who is the one that gives you hope?
يسوع أم شخص آخر؟
Christ or somebody else?
الإيمان اللي هو بغير القلب أو أشياء أخرى؟
Is it faith that changes the heart or is it something else?
في العدد الرابع يقول إنه هؤلاء الإخوة كانوا مختارين لله.
In verse 4 he speaks about their election. For we know brothers loved by God that he has chosen you.
مش هنتكلم عن عقيدة الاختيار اليوم.
We will not get into the topic of election today.
لكن الله اختار هذه الكنيسة التي لا يتجاوز عمرها سنة لتكون منارة للإنجيل.
But God chose this church that was only 1 year of age to be a light post for Christ Jesus.
ونشوف بولس وهو يتكلم لهذه الكنيسة الصغيرة المضطهدة وكأنه يقول لها الله اختاركم لتكونوا شهادة حية في هذا العالم وفي هذه المدينة التي أنتم فيها.
And it is as if Paul is saying to them that God has chosen you to be a testimony for the world and in the midst of the city that you are in.
غير أنه الله اختارنا في نعمته وغيرنا. الله.
I'm sorry. Other than that, God chose us by His grace and changed us.
بولس يريد يعلمنا أنه الله اختارنا نحن المؤمنين اليوم في هذه المدينة لنكون منارة للآخرين حولنا.
Paul is trying to tell us that we are chosen so that we can be a light in the midst of the city that God has placed us in.
لنكون شهادة حية عن العلاقة بين الله والإنسان المتجدد بالروح القدس المولود ثانية.
To be a testimony about the living relationship between God and those who come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior.
هل نحن مثال؟
Are we an example?
هل نحن مثال لمن حولنا عن العلاقة مع الله وثمار بنوتنا واضحة؟
Are we an example about the relationship that we have with God? Is there fruits in our lives?
هل نحن نور وسط عالم مظلم ورجاء في أشياء لا تمجد الله؟
Are we a light in the midst of a dark world that has hope in everything other than God?
هل الناس يشوفوا يسوع فينا مثل ما شافوا يسوع في أهل تسالونيكي؟
Do people see in us Christ the way they saw Christ in the Thessalonians?
لازم نسأل أنفسنا ونفحص أنفسنا ونعدل أنفسنا لنكون نور.
We need to ask and challenge ourselves and correct ourselves to be a light.
في العدد الخامس يقول إنه قبلوا الإنجيل في قوة.
In verse 5 it says that they accepted the gospel by with might because our gospel came to you not only in word but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
قبلوا الإنجيل مش بكلمات علموها مش بكلية لاهوت بل بقوة.
They accepted the gospel not with only words or by going to a seminary but by power.
يسميه بولس إنجيلنا لأنه هو الذي كرس فيه هو وسيلة رفيقه.
Paul is calling it our gospel because it is the gospel that he and his fellow workers brought to the Thessalonians.
في أماكن أخرى يسميه إنجيل الله.
In other places he calls it the gospel of God.
كمان يسميه إنجيل المسيح.
Or in other places he calls it the gospel of Christ.
لذلك الإنجيل كلمات الإنجيل وصلت لأهل تسالونيكي في قوة.
Therefore, the word of the gospel arrived to these Thessalonians with power.
لذلك يقول بواحد كورنثوس 2:4-5.
And that's what he says also to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
ما اعتمد على مواهب بشرية ولا طرق ولا اختراعات ولا فلسفة.
He did not depend on that man manipulations or convincing power.
بل على قوة الروح القدس.
But on the power of the Holy Spirit.
نحتاج أن نعتمد على قوة الروح القدس.
We need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
الناس في تسالونيكي وعظوا أو سمعوا وعظ بالروح القدس وتغيروا من الأعماق.
The Thessalonians heard preaching that was delivered to them by the power of the Holy Spirit and they were changed from their depths.
ما تغيروا بتعليم الكتاب الجاف والناشف اللي بنشوفه على أكثر المنابر.
They were not changed by the dry preaching that nowadays we see from the pulpits.
لذلك في مجاعة لكلمة الله في مجتمع الإيمان اليوم لأنه المنابر جافة توعظ بالأكاديمية وليس بالروح القدس.
Today there is a hunger in our churches because the teaching that comes forth from the pulpits is more dependent on philosophical and human knowledge rather than the power of the Holy Spirit.
هذا الجفاف لأن لا يعتمدون على الروح القدس بل يعتمدون على العلوم الأكاديمية والفلسفة وشو بده العالم يسمع.
This dryness of preaching is because they depend on human knowledge and academic teachings and they want to deliver what men want to hear rather than what God wants to speak.
وحجموا عمل الروح القدس.
And they are containing and limiting the work of the Holy Spirit.
لم يسلموا لله التسليم الكامل.
They are not trusting God fully.
الناس في تسالونيكي تغيروا من الأعماق واضطهدوا مع أنه عمرهم 8 شهور بالإيمان لأنه تغيروا بقوة الروح القدس.
These Thessalonians were changed from the depths and they were able to withstand persecution because they were changed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
هل نعيش الإنجيل بقوة ونتعلم بقوة الروح القدس؟
Do we live and teach the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit?
أم هنالك قوة أخرى وأفكار أخرى نعيش في لائلها؟
Or are we dependent on other powers and knowledge to deliver it?
نحتاج نفحص أنفسنا ونعتمد فقط على قوة واحدة قوة الروح القدس.
We need to examine ourselves and depend only and solely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
في العدد السادس يقول إنه اتبعوا مثال بولس وسيلة.
And in chapter 6 it says, verse 6 it says that they followed the example of Paul and Silas and you became imitators of us and of the Lord for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
خلينا نوقف دقيقة ونفكر بهؤلاء الأشخاص كانوا أولا في الله الآب والرب يسوع المسيح.
Let us just think again about these Thessalonians. They were in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
عندهم إيمان ورجاء ومحبة.
They had faith, love and hope.
مختارين لخدمة الله.
They are chosen by God.
اختبروا قوة الله في الإنجيل ويعيشون بهذه القوة.
They experience the power of the gospel and they are living this gospel.
لأنه كان أمامهم مثال حي.
Because they had a living example before them.
أصبحوا بالمسيح وببولس وسيلة برغم الضيق الكثير.
They became in Christ and they became imitators of Christ and Paul and Silas.
أصبحوا مثال لأنه كان لهم فرح في ضيقهم من الروح القدس.
They had joy through the Holy Spirit in the midst of their persecution.
يقول بطرس بواحد بطرس
4:12-13. Peter says in 1 Peter 4:12-13, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed.
بحسب العهد الجديد إنه نحتمل الضيق من أجل المسيح هذا امتياز مفرح.
According to the New Testament, to be persecuted for Christ Jesus is something joyful.
المؤمن يلي يحتمل الاضطهاد بفرح يصبح مؤمن قوي وتكون شهادته قوية أيضا ومثال للآخرين.
The believer who receives persecution with joy is leaves a true example and he becomes a powerful testimony to society.
لهيك لازم نكون مؤمنين تلاميذ للمسيح وليس مؤمنين مزيفون.
Therefore we need to be true disciples of Christ and not false disciples.
فالمؤمن الحقيقي هو تلميذ وليس فقط مؤمن.
The true believer is also a disciple. He's not only a believer.
كانت العادات بالقديم انه التلميذ يشبه معلمه بالتصرف والكلام والتعليم.
In the old, the disciple used to imitate his teacher not only by words but also by action and behavior.
ومن خلال طاعته يعرفون من هو معلمه بدون ما بيقول من هو.
And through his obedience, they would know who his teacher was.
كنيسة سالونيكي,
the Thessalonians,
تشبهت بالرب يسوع وبولس وسيلة وصبروا في الضيق.
Were imitators of Christ Jesus, Paul and Silas, and they were able to withstand persecution.
وحسب الضيق فرح لأجل المسيح يسوع.
And considered this persecution joy for the sake of Christ Jesus.
أصبح مؤمنين سالونيكي أقوياء بعد مرورهم في نار الضيق.
They became stronger as they went through the fire of their persecution.
عندهم فيض من الروح القدس.
They had an abundance of the Holy Spirit.
حتى نصير أقوياء مثل مؤمنين سالونيكي.
If we were to become strong like the Thessalonians, we need to withstand the persecution.
كل واحد منا نار ضيق وتختلف عن الآخر.
Each one of us, our persecution will be different.
لكن الضيقات والآلام يصنعون مؤمن قوي.
But persecution and pain make a strong believer.
ويفصل الزوان عن الحنطة.
And they separate the wheat from the what? Chaffs and wheat.
وهذا هو حال المؤمن يلي يجتاز في مدرسة الصليب.
And this is the state of the believer who goes carries the cross.
لأنه بمدرسة الصليب ينحرق كل القش وكل الزواني.
In the school of the cross, all the tears.
ويطلع الإيمان الذهبي اللي جواتنا.
And so the cross purifies the gold that is within us.
شخصيا أشكر رب لأجل مدرسة الصليب اللي خلتني أكون موجود هون اليوم.
I personally praise God for the school of the cross because it's what made me stand here today.
في العدد السابع يقول إنه هؤلاء المؤمنين المضطهدين عندهم إيمان عملي قوي أصبحوا قدوة.
In verse 7 we see that these strong believers now they become an example. I'll read the verse. So that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia.
كان في مثال وقدوة في حياتهم والآن هم أصبحوا قدوة.
They had an example and an imitator that they followed and now they have become an example.
المؤمنين في تسالونيك احتملوا الاضطهاد بفرح كانوا يقتدون بالمسيح بأمانة.
These persecuted Thessalonians withstood the persecution with joy and they followed Christ.
وأصبحوا قدوة ومثال لمؤمنين في مكدونية وفي أخائية.
And now they have become an example to the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
نحتاج نصلي حتى يكونوا قدوة لنا اليوم.
And we need to pray that they may be an example for us too.
ونصير قدوة للآخرين.
And that we may become an example for others.
لكن خلونا نسأل أنفسنا، هل نحن قدوة في بيوتنا لأولادنا لجيراننا لأصدقائنا في العمل، نعم أم لا؟
Let us ask ourselves: Are we an example to our children, to our neighbors, to our co-workers? Are we or are we not?
في العدد السابع في العدد الثامن يقول إنهم أصبحوا رابحي نفوس.
In verse 8, they have become winners of souls. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not to say anything.
لو بولس عربي كان قال لهم انتوا اخذتوا شغلي.
If Paul was an Arab, he would say you have stolen my work.
لكن هؤلاء المؤمنين بشروا وشاركوا الإنجيل بكل مكان حولهم.
But these believers, they were just spreading the gospel everywhere around them.
ربحوا نفوس وجابوهم للكنيسة.
They won souls and brought them to the church.
كانوا رابحي نفوس بتفكير إرسالي.
They were winners of souls because they had a missional mindset.
والملفت للنظر ما أخذ منهم سنين حتى يروحوا على كلية لاهوت أو مدرسة كتاب.
And what's interesting is that it didn't take them years to get that. They didn't even have to go to school or go to a theology school or seminary to become missionaries.
لكن أخذوا قوة الروح القدس وصاروا هيك.
They received the power of the Holy Spirit and immediately they were transformed.
ذكروا هاي الكنيسة عمرها بس 8 شهور.
Just remember that this is an 8-month-old church.
كنيسة صغيرة مضطهدة رابحة نفوس وسمعوا بإيمانهم في كل مكان.
It is a small church, a persecuted church, but it is a church that is winning souls and its reputation is spreading everywhere in the world.
من أفضل الطرق حتى تصبح الكنيسة قوية لازم يكون أعضائها رابحي نفوس.
One of the things that strengthen a church is that when its members are winner, soul winners.
كنيسة المبشرة والكارزة أعضاء يصيرون مؤمنين أقوياء.
A missional church, a church that is out in the field, its members will become strong believers.
شخصيا نسميها كنيسة أرنبة ولادة.
Personally, I call it a church that gives birth.
أما الكنيسة التي لا تبشر.
But a church that does not spread the gospel.
هي كنيسة عقيمة روحيا.
It is a church that becomes Spiritual sterile.
خلال 15 سنة بالإيمان.
Through my 15 years of faith.
ما عرفت كنيسة قوية إلا وكانت كنيسة رابحة نفوس.
I've never seen a church that is strong that is not winning souls.
طبعا أنا ما بتكلم عن الرعاة والديكنز بالكنيسة.
And I'm not talking here about only the deacons and the elders in the church.
أنا بتكلم عن أعضاء الكنيسة.
I'm talking about every member in the church.
ثامنا وأخيرا.
The last 8th point.
كانوا مؤمنين عمليين لأنهم اختبروا تغيير حقيقي.
They had a work of faith because they experienced a true change. I'm going to read the verse 9.
9 and 10.
For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
تحولوا من عبادة الأوثان لله الحي الحقيقي.
They turned from idol worship to the true living God.
لحتى نتغير لابد نتوب ونتوقف عن خطايانا.
To be changed, we have to repent of our sins.
لابد أن نترك الخطية.
We need to abandon sin.
ونروح للمسيح.
And go to Christ.
هو اللي قال أنا هو الطريق والحق والحياة.
He is the one who said I am the way, the truth and the life.
إذا أنت في هذا المكان ورافض توب وتتوقف عن خطيتك.
If you are here and you refuse to repent of your sin.
مش راح تخلص أبدا.
You will never be saved.
حتى لو اجيت على الكنيسة 10 مرات بالأسبوع.
Even if you come 10 times a week to church.
لازم تتوب وتوثق بيسوع حتى تغفر خطاياك.
You must repent and trust in Christ Jesus for your sins to be forgiven.
وقتها راح يصبح رجائك في المسيح.
And then your hope will be in Christ.
تطلع لمجيئه الثاني بفرح.
And you would wait his second coming with joy.
هذا كان حال مؤمنين تسالونيكي.
This was the situation of these Thessalonians.
رجعوا من الأوثان ليخدموا الله الحي الحقيقي وحده.
They turned from idol worship to live the true and living God alone.
تغيرت حياتهم كليا ككنيسة.
Their life completely was turned upside down as a church.
تركوا الخطية وتعلقوا ووثقوا في المسيح.
They left their sins and they hung on to Christ Jesus.
فكر إذا أنت محتاج اليوم. أنت محتاج أكيد إذا لم تبت قبل.
Think about that and if you haven't repented, that is what you need.
بدك المسيح فقط.
You need Christ alone.
إخوتي المؤمنين.
My beloved brothers.
ماذا ينقصنا كي يكون إيماني وإيمانك إيمان عملي؟
What do we lack that our faith would be a working faith?
وين مركزية يسوع في حياتي؟
How central is Christ to our life?
نحتاج أوقات نسأل أنفسنا أين وضعت يسوع في حياتي؟
Sometimes we need to ask ourselves where is Christ in our life?
وين مكانتي في الكنيسة كمؤمن ومؤمنين تسالونيكي يصيروا مثال لي وقدوة؟
Where am I in the church and how could these believers in Thessalonica How can I use them to be an example for me?
هل نحن كمؤمنين كمجموعة مبشرين?
Are we as a group of believers evangelical?
الله يدعونا أفرادا لكن يستخدمنا كجماعة.
God calls us individually but he uses us as a group.
بعرف إنه كل واحد عنا مشاكل ويقول إنه ممكن ما بدي يطلع بشر ما بدي أطلع أحكي اليوم.
I know we all have our problems and sometimes we use those as an excuse for not to go out and evangelize.
حتى أوقات نفكر ما بنخدم أبدا.
And sometimes we don't even serve.
راح أحكي قصة حصلت معي الصبح شاركتها مع أخي الياس.
I want to just tell you a story that happened to me that I shared with Brother Eli this morning.
ب 2014 أخوي صار مع الرب بسبب إيمانه.
In 2014 my brother went to be with the Lord because of his faith.
So أنا قررت أترك الخدمة.
So I decided to leave ministry.
وبمشي بواحد من شوارع بيروت وأنا زعلان ومكتئب.
And I was found myself walking in the streets of Beirut being depressed.
وواحدة من الكنائس حاطين قارمة كبيرة مكتوب عليها يسوع فوق الكل.
And I saw a church with a big sign in front of it saying Jesus above all.
لكن أنا عم أفكر أترك الخدمة.
But in me I'm thinking that I'm ready to leave ministry.
لكن وقفت للحظة أفكر بيني وبين نفسي.
But then I stood and started thinking to myself.
إذا يسوع فوق الكل أين هو في حياتي؟
If Christ is above all, where is he in my life?
خلال دقائق معدودة وأنا أفكر عرفت مركزية يسوع في حياتي.
Within few minutes I realized how central Christ is to my life.
تبت عن فكري إنه أترك الخدمة.
I repented of wanting to leave the ministry.
عرفت مركزية يسوع في حياتي.
I recognized Christ as central to my life.
فسؤالي لجميعنا أين يسوع في حياتي؟
And so I ask all of you, where is Christ in your life?
Amen.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this afternoon as we hear these challenging words. We praise you because this morning you made these Thessalonians shine before our eyes one more time. We thank you because the change that they experienced is the same change that we experienced 2,000 years later. It is the same Holy Spirit. It is the same Christ. It is the same God the Father. He who changed them is the one who changed us. And so we pray that this challenge that was put before us this morning, that if we are so distracted from being going out and evangelizing and bringing the gospel and the good news to the world, that we would repent and that Christ will become central and above all in our life again. And this morning we just bow in repentance and glory to your name. Amen.